supply chain, logistics and pallet maker Brambles has come out today and announced its half-year results for 2018. The company has nearly tripled its profit to nearly $450 million. Despite this significant jump, $130 million can actually be contributed to a one-off benefit from the recent changes to the US tax system. If we look at the underlying figures, the underlying earnings, which strips out any one-off benefits, grew by a modest 6%. So the underlying earnings came in at $776 million, US dollars, of course. Sales for the half came in at $2.75 billion, a jump of about 5% from the previous year. And basically, we had the American and the European markets, the main contributor to the gains. Those two segments contribute about 71% of total revenue for the half. And we did see the two economies, or the economies for North America in particular, and across most of Europe improving, which is increasing the demand for pallets and transportation of goods and services. So even though in the US there was an increase in its revenue, the margins were declining due to increased costs. So higher fuel pressure as well as higher timber costs were eating into the margin for Brambles in its US business. In Asia Pacific, sales actually fell about 5%, and this contributes about 9% to the total sales revenue for Brambles, mostly affected by the Australian business. So there has been an unwinding of the Australian auto industry, as well as the loss of a large contract in terms of its crates, which has brought back the Australian business. And this is likely to affect the full year outcome as well for Brambles. They did see a $15 million loss in the first half in its joint venture in HFG, which is an oil and gas container business that they're in joint venture with. Brambles did announce a 14.5-cent interim dividend for the half. This is flat with the prior corresponding period at a 30% franked rate. Looking ahead, Brambles is expecting its four-year revenue growth to be in the mid-single digits for FY18. It is expecting impacts from its Australian business, again, with its joint venture with HFG, and also the unwinding of the Australian auto industry.